Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:05, up to 68 today. It's 50 right now. We got the weekend wake up coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Don't miss that. There's some really good stuff in it this week. If you have not experienced the weekend wake up with DJ Core, make sure you tune in at 9 o'clock. You're going to like it.
It's awesome.
Whole bunch of music. A lot of old school stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a woman in New Zealand who got divorced from her husband of 4 years.
Okay.
Last week, she finally got closure when she fired her wedding ring into space.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just get the money for it? Like, why? What is it?
Her boyfriend's brother is a rocket scientist.
Okay.
He made a rocket and launched it with the ring inside. Now, I doubt the ring actually made it to outer space. I'm guessing it probably did not make it out of our atmosphere, but still, pretty awesome, right?
No.
What? Why not?
What's the point of that?
It's awesome?
No. No.
Why? What's wrong with that?
I don't get what the point of it is. Why would you shoot your old wedding ring off into space?
You want it as far away from you as possible. And outer space is...
Sell it.
Pretty much as far away.
Get the money. Go buy a nice pair of shoes.
It could be radiating bad luck from the woman around the block when she buys it.
I think that's ridiculous.
It's not that ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I think it's kind of a fun idea.
No, it's not. It's dumb.
Although I would have a hard time giving up money.
That's what I'm saying. It's just stupid.
On our website, hot1047.com, there's an article about the top 15 toys for the upcoming holiday season. Yes, I know already.
Well, it's not that far away.
Some of them are kind of, I can't believe, well, one in particular, I can't believe it's back. The Furby. The Furby is back. Yes.
What?
The Furby is back. Cost $60.
What? Did it cost that much before?
I don't know.
I hate those things.
They're so creepy looking.
I don't like them.
There's a Hot Wheels RC Terrain Twister.
Okay.
Instead of like treads, it has these like spiral augers on it for wheels.
Okay.
To like go through the sand or pretty much whatever. I'm sure you could wear that out in a hurry on concrete. The Doc McStuffins Time for Your Checkup Doll.
Mmm.
Okay, that's $40.
Weird.
The Tabeo.
Huh?
Selling it at Toys R Us. It looks like some kind of... it's like a tablet PC.
Oh.
For kids.
Okay.
$150.
All right.
This looks awesome. It's expensive, but it's awesome. If I was 8 years old, I would love this. The Nickelodeon Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Secret Sewer Lair Playset.
Turtles in a half shell. Turtle power.
Look at that. There's a gallery of all of these at hot1047.com.
Holy Hannah.
It's taller than the kid is on his knees.
That is cool.
That is pretty awesome. Another new leap pad, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah. Girls
La
like
La Loopsie Silly Hair Stars Harmony B Sharp.
The girls like the La La Loopsies.
I have not heard of those.
Oh, just wait.
You can also get a One Direction doll.
Oh yeah, they have. That's the thing.
They basically look like Ken dolls.
They have all the guys from One Direction and dolls.
The Wii U.
Oh, so it's like a Game Boy, but
basically,
it's Wii. But it's Wii.
It's a new Wii handheld. Okay. Micro Chargers Time Track. Okay, whatever. Yeah. The Y
Double scooter thing. What is that?
Y-Volution Flicker F1 Flow Series scooter. It's like a scooter for two kids. That's kind of what it looks like.
Sounds dangerous.
It's either for two kids or you put one foot on each of those. Oh, no. I think you kind of steer with it. No, it looks like it's held in place.
I think it's two kids.
It's instead of like a normal scooter where it's like, you know, two wheels, there's three wheels. And yeah, it looks like it would be for two kids.
Yeah, but where do you put the other kid put their hands and stuff?
I don't know.
That doesn't look like a good idea.
The Gelardi Designer Studio. Gelardi.
All right.
And Legos and yeah.
Of course, Legos.
So there
Furby,
you go.
Furby,
you can check out that whole list. The Furbies are just,
bleh.
I thought they were really strange back in the day.
I still think they're really strange.
They are strange. They just look at you.
$60?
And don't you have to like feed them? And
I think so.
You know, and then
I don't know. I didn't get
die.
Into the whole Furby craze, so I don't know.
I saw a thing about it during the, it was the 90s tech episode of Modern Marvels, all about the Furby.
Okay.
It was pretty, it's pretty ingenious. I mean, the way it works and stuff, but they're still creepy.
I'm not interested. I don't like them.
It looks more like something I would want to shoot.
Yeah. Right?
It does.
Let's go Furby hunting.
Furby season.
Yay!
It's opening in a couple of weeks. Yay. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 822, topping out at 68 today. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Well, hello there. You look like a bad decision. Come on over here.
So the...
It's the story of my life, by the way.
I got a text that says the Wii U is actually a full Wii console that has an interactive screen in the controller. We weren't looking at the game. We were the gaming system thing. We were just looking at a controller in that photo.
Oh.
Like the whole thing has got like this.
So the controller
fancy,
has that screen.
Yeah.
That is fancy.
That is pretty cool.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
One more thing to break.
Yeah.
Gotta love that.
We use our Wii all the time because I have Netflix on it.
Sean's on the phone. We were also talking about the Furbies. What's up, Sean?
So you were saying that Furby looks like something you would shoot.
Yeah.
How does it not look like those things from that movie Gremlins? Like,
oh, Mogwai.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to feed it after midnight sort of thing.
I think that's why I don't know. It's the big buggy eyes.
It is. I just find it very creepy. I would not want one of those in my bedroom and then wake up in the middle of the night and see it sitting there. It would freak me out.
I mean, if any kids were old enough to see that movie, they wouldn't want one.
No, I wouldn't.
No.
I don't, my girls haven't stated that they want one yet, so hopefully they don't.
I don't know. I think they're creepy.
I do too. We should do like a Furby hunting video.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun. Yeah, just like the, you know, those hunting shows you see on Saturday mornings all
yeah.
over the place.
So we're going to go hunting Furbies. I don't think you need a license for Furby hunting.
I don't know. I'll check with the GFP, but I don't think you do.
They're going to laugh at you.
That's going to get expensive.
Yeah.
That's true. We're going to go to garage sales.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be expensive. Or we'll just do
like
they did.
Furby tag.
We'll just do like they did in Top Gun. We'll only shoot one of them, and then we'll replay that same shooting over and over again.
Yes.
Like it's a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Thanks for the call, Sean.
Not a problem.
Bye. I did find one Furby hunting video, but it was really bad.
Oh, bad.
Yeah. And you're not going to like the first song that's on it.
What song is it?
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
You won't like, trust me, you won't like. What song do you freak out about, not other than the Jaws theme?
What song do I really hate? Oh.
Yeah, that one. Anyway. So, yeah.
The song can suck
Furby,
it.
Furby hunting. That sounds like fun.
I think we could have some fun with that. If anybody's got a old, broke-down Furby.
If you've got old Furbies.
We would like them.
Yeah. Bring them to our Adopt-a-Soldier thing
event,
tomorrow.
Yes. And then we'll go hide them somewhere out in the country, and we'll go hunt them.
Yeah.
See, I have to hide them so you can't find them, you know?
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you find one.
It's
would you shotgun it? Would you handgun it or rifle with the Furby?
I don't know.
It's a tough decision.
It's a tough decision because a shotgun would be the most effective. But it would completely destroy it in one shot. So it would be more fun to have to, you know. Probably a small caliber rifle, I think, is what
maybe
I would
a
be
couple
going for.
Times with the rifle, you know, and then at the end, shotgun.
Yeah, could do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, it'd be Furby season.
As long as we don't have to buy a license.
Yeah, I don't think it's probably included in the small game license.
Oh, I bet you it is.
It probably is.
Yeah,
they're small.
That
they're
makes
not
sense.
Very big. I just hope they don't get that weird disease the deer are getting out in the middle of the state.
Oh, that'd be bad.
That'd be bad. Have Furby just already laying there dead? Because somebody didn't feed it back in 1997?
That's probably what happened.
That's probably what happened to it. Dirt is coming up. hang on.
You'll never...
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hi.
This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
The New York Post quoted O.J. Simpson trial witness Cato Kalin as saying that O.J. is guilty of the murders of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman, and that he basically let O.J. get away with it back in the day because he was afraid. But Cato claims that he never spoke to the Post. And he says that he does believe O.J. did it, but he has, quote, no firsthand knowledge. The four big movies hitting the theater this week are Jennifer Lawrence's horror movie, Clint Eastwood's baseball film, the remake of Judge Dredd, and Jake Gyllenhaal's LAPD movie.
What are the names of those movies, Mel?
Hold on.
And what are you eating?
It's not in my mouth anymore. It was just the way I put my... tongue when I was looking, sorry.
Oh, okay. Because it sure sounded like you're eating something.
I see. Ah.
Okay.
House at the End of the Street is one of them.
Why didn't you just have the titles to begin with?
Hold on. Dread. End of Watch.
Drink!
Trouble with
Drink!
The Curve. Trouble with the Curve.
Drink.
No, that was
Why
okay,
would you do
it.
A story about the movies out this weekend and not give the titles?
I just did.
Yeah.
And President Obama and his wife, Michelle, will make their first joint appearance on The View next week. It tapes on Monday. It'll air on Tuesday. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Like the names of the movies that are out this weekend.
I just told you.
You'll probably find that out as well. Yeah.
I told you what they were.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Stop it.
Ooh, me, hi. Yeah, I found a...
What is it?
YouTube video of Furby's.
What's it doing? Sounds very... inappropriately excited.
It does. It's Furby season. We're going to start hunting Furbies. They're back for Christmas, I guess. There's a story about all the 15 biggest toys for Christmas on our website, hot1047.com.
Parents, please don't buy your children Furbies.
Yeah, and Tyler's on the phone. How's it going, Tyler?
Oh, not a whole lot. I just... talking about this Furby hunting, every day is Furby hunting season for me because I despise those things with a passion. I actually took a baseball bat to one that was given to me and just literally destroyed it, and then took the skin and hung it from my rearview mirror.
It's because they're creepy. Aren't they creepy?
They are very creepy.
Did you cut its eyeballs out first?
Oh, it...
Okay, now it's
creepy.
When
it came off, the eyeballs, they stayed in the machine.
Oh, sure.
And I made sure to crush them.
Can you imagine the skin around the eyes, that those two openings in it dangling from? It would be like a Furby ghost.
You know, it's not even like gooey and gross, but it's grossing me out still. You know, it's... it's weird. It's still grossing me out. Ugh.
Yeah, and I actually, when I hung it, I used a really thin piece of black string, so you could barely see it hanging there, and it was low enough that I don't think that I would have gotten in trouble with the cops if they ever would have pulled me over for it, but...
That is funny. Thank you so much for the call, Tyler.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
He skinned a Furby.
That's going a little far.
Like the suggested retail of them is $60, so that's an expensive target. But
yeah, I just want to shoot it.
New Jersey, the fine state that gave us the Jersey Shore.
Jersey.
Well, they are forcing their residents to stop smiling.
What?
When they get their driver's license photo taken.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, they have instituted a smiling ban. Because it says its facial recognition software does not comprehend all those happy, smiley smiles from ear to ear.
Excuse me, really?
They would rather them go for a mugshot look in driver's license photos than...
No!
It's against the law. They will not give you a license unless you don't smile. Unless you refrain from smiling. And you're also not allowed to turn your head sideways either.
What?
I know. Do you do that in your driver's license photo? Did you turn your head sideways?
I don't think so. Let me look.
Did you giraffe neck it?
No, I didn't need to giraffe neck it. Hold on.
That was the zipper on her wallet, not her pants, just in case anyone was wondering.
No,
oh, you've got one of the new fancy ones.
I went straight on.
Oh, you are looking straight ahead. Yeah. It looks like you're kind of trying to go sideways, doing your model poses.
No. I was really tan in that picture, though. I must have spray tanned before.
I was going to say you look kind of orange.
And no, not orange. I don't look orange.
Your skin matches your hair.
And my hair is when I was doing the blonde highlights. So I've got the blonde highlights with the red going on.
I think my driver's license photo, it's pretty bad, but I'm rocking a really sweet double chin in it, and I have a very closed mouth smile. Like, I'm just kind of like,
I didn't smile big, but I smiled.
It was like,
I was like, I'm not really sure when you're going to take a picture, so I'm just going to hold this smile like this for a while until you take the picture.
I don't think it's a big deal to ban the smile in the driver's license photo.
Yeah, but I don't want it to look like I just got arrested. You use that all the time. Your ID all the time. So I don't want to look like I'm a mugshot. That's what they say they want it to look like.
Yeah, so that the facial recognition software can read your face.
I don't want it to look like I have a mugshot.
Well, that's what the law is in New Jersey. I'm sure someday we'll have to do it, too.
I'm glad I'm not moving to Jersey ever.
Now, we're among the states now that has the, you have to bring in, your birth certificate, another...
Your firstborn child.
Another 18 forms of ID, old bills.
Blood test.
Yeah.
Paternity test.
Proof that your father is actually your father.
Mm-hmm.
And 7 eyelashes. I don't know what it is all.
And pieces of hair.
I'm going to have to go get a new license this year. I'm not looking forward to it.
I guess they're telling the people that I've seen lately that have had to get licensed say that the wait hasn't been as bad.
Yeah.
So maybe they got all the kinks worked out. I don't know.
I hope so. Can't be as bad as waiting to get tags at the county building, though. Not even close. There is a big to-do going on at Grand Falls Casino this weekend. The wedding showcase. With Professional Image, we'll be talking to them and giving away that package next. Hang on, it is 8:43, Hot 104.7.
Ready to...
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 8:51. We're going to top out at 68 today. It is 53 right now. It is definitely fall. Guest in studio, D is with us. Did you turn on her mic,
It
Mel?
Is on, yes.
Okay, good.
No drink.
It's been
for
one
me.
Of those mornings where we might forget to turn on your mic, D.
That's all right.
So you're with Professional Image. You guys have a big wedding showcase going on at Grand Falls this weekend, right?
We do. This Sunday, the doors open at noon. We're expecting hundreds of brides.
And what all kind of stuff are people going to find over there?
Everything to plan their wedding, from dresses to caterers to florists to you name it, it'll be there.
And we gave away a package for someone to go there and hang out Saturday night, have some fun at the casino, and then go to the show the next day. Brandy Dirksen, congratulations to her. She was the winner of the weekend wedding getaway at Grand Falls Casino.
I want to go.
And you're not getting married.
I know. I just want to go hang out with her in that suite, because those suites are really nice there at Grand Falls.
That would be kind of fun.
That's all I was saying.
I thought you maybe wanted her gambling money.
Oh, yeah. I'll take that, too. I always lose, though. I no longer am a winner at gambling. I think it's because I've been so out of the habit, so...
Drinks, maybe?
Seriously, I don't win anymore. I used to gamble a lot, and then I would win. But since I don't do it anymore...
Well, it's a numbers game. The more you do it, the better off you do.
That's what I'm saying, so...
Okay, now, Dee, tell us about the dig for diamonds. Like, are we actually digging in stuff for diamonds? How is this...
Well, the dig won't go too far because we don't want anyone to walk away with a half carat.
Well, yeah, I guess there's that.
Yeah, so the dig for diamonds promo is on the second level. The bridal show actually takes place on two levels of Grand Falls Resort. And all of the proceeds for dig for diamonds goes to benefit Avera Think Pink for October... Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And one of the brides is going to actually dig out a $1,500 diamond.
Nice.
And three of the brides will dig a diamond that is worth cash.
Wow. That works.
Very cool.
Especially when you're planning a wedding.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, so if can people just show up for the wedding showcase on
Sunday?
They
can. It's probably easiest at this point if they just show up to register. They'll want to show up early because we're expecting a little bit of mass chaos.
What time does it start on Sunday?
On Sunday at noon.
All right.
What time's registration going to start? Or
they can come register already by 11, but okay. They may as well come out and eat brunch or spend some time in the casino.
Are the grooms allowed?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's always advised, actually, to bring them along, if they will.
It's actually advised for the grooms to just stay home.
No. There's a fashion show, too, right?
There is a fashion show. It goes from 12:10 to 3:45.
I know one of the guys in the fashion show.
There's another reason for the guy to stay home, because he doesn't care about the fashion show.
Whatever. He
the
can
girls
say, hey,
love
look,
this.
I like this tuxedo. That's the one I want.
Point at any tuxedo for a guy. We'll be happy with it. We really don't care.
The nice part about being at Grand Falls Resort is we saw a lot of dads and a lot of grooms that came along. They went in and enjoyed the lounge and the casino.
Oh, sure.
See, yeah. There's plenty for you to
it's
do.
It's a way to get them there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it worked real well.
Okay, you have fun at the show, honey. I'm going to go play blackjack.
It's like a really big man cave.
It is. Yeah, and it's fun.
It's happening this weekend. Starts at noon on Sunday. D, Professional Image, thank you so much for stopping in.
You're welcome.
We have the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core. That starts next.
Hot 104.7.com.